Hi, Ragini again. Module 6. Welcome to Part 6. Tools for the stuff that just won't budge. That heightened emotional charge that after all this time, you still haven't been able to get rid of. So it's helpful to know that a lingering emotional charge can result from additional unidentified, unresolvable dilemmas that are actually at play in this circumstance, and you haven't yet identified what they are. A lingering emotional charge can also result from unresolved distress or trauma that could be resting in your personal history somewhere. It could be resting in past lives if you believe in them. It could be resting in ancestral patterns that have been passed along through time. So just a caveat, if the things you're learning in these next this video and the bonus video do not get rid of the lingering emotional charge, it means that you need to take some time, find yourself a therapist or a counselor, and work through the particular emotional charge that is resting somewhere, rooted somewhere in some other situation or circumstance. And once that is cleared, come back and do this again, and you'll find that you'll be able to relate differently to the issue at hand. That's just a little caveat for those of you that may have some issues that won't actually be able to be changed by using these supplementary tools, which here will reduce the remaining charge if you don't have a whole lot of stuff hooked onto it. Now, I want you to understand that you may still feel the negative emotion or the discomfort of that negative emotion in your body. And that's all right. The thing we're after is to have it no longer feel like a problem. That is our goal here. Unpleasant and uncomfortable situations are a part of life. So you want to learn how to be able to have them present in your life, but not have them be perceived as a problem. And that's the freedom that comes with the work you're doing here. Reducing the heightened emotional charge frees up your energy, as you can see here, to engage more fully in the flow of life, to be present to the flow of life, and to enjoy the flow. After all, that is the upside of being alive. You get to engage, be present, and enjoy. Now, you're going to learn in this video about the field of energy psychology, which you may or may not have heard of. And let me just say that there's plenty of stuff online to read about and learn about energy psychology. And in fact, the things that I'm going to share with you here, if you want to go in more in depth, are also online. So energy psychology assumes that your brain and your body generate an electromagnetic field, and that you operate, as does your brain and body, within that electromagnetic field. This is important to know. The electromagnetic field carries data, just like your computer's hard drive. It, like your computer hard drive, can get glitches in it that can disrupt the data flow. For us as human beings, this results in feeling what I call emotionally constipated. This means that your emotional reactions get stuck in your system and can't move through and be processed. And this is part of what keeps a heightened emotional charge in place. The actual fact that it cannot move. The energy psychology tools act sort of like a Roto-Rooter man, or that guy you call when your plumbing is all stopped up and you can't use your toilet. What the goal here is, it will clear out the congested energy, the blocked energy, the jammed up energy, and will clean out the energy meridians, as it's called in Eastern medicine, or channels. So think of the energy meridians as having a system in your body similar to the veins and arteries of your circulatory system, only instead of circulating blood, it's circulating energy, and it can get congested and blocked and jammed up. Energy psychology tools, as we're using them here, are designed to help us reduce that congestion, which is what's holding the heightened emotional charge in place. So in the remainder of this video, I'm going to show you two simple energy psychology tools. That's what EP stands for here. They are very easy to use. They harness your negative emotion that is being the problem, and you get to wallow in what you're already feeling. So it is the simplest thing to do because you don't have to do anything different than be in the problem. And that's actually one of the best things about energy psychology tools. The first one that I'm going to share with you is called stress release. What you do is place your hand over your forehead. Now, this is something human beings do naturally and automatically when they're stressed out. I'm sure you've done it 100 times yourself. You hold your hand there over your forehead, and here's the thing. You purposefully wallow in the unwanted feeling, the negative belief, the ugly situation or circumstance. This is what you do. You wallow in the negative. You focus on the negative. No positivity is allowed in this little technique. You stay negative. You do not be positive. This will feel counterintuitive to you, and to some of you, it may seem actually pretty scary to put that much energy into your negative thing. However, it works to release the negative charge, curiously enough. How paradoxical is that? So heighten the negative emotion by replaying the negative internal dialogue you have associated with this lingering emotional charge and rerun the unpleasant scenarios. Now, you don't have to do it forever, but think about this. If you only have to make it really intense one more time to get rid of it so that it's a problem, isn't it worth going ahead and doing? That's one thing I always say to myself when I go, oh, do I have to feel that hideous thing again? Well, paradoxically, if you do it one more time and you've got your hand on your forehead, you really heighten the probability of it being the last time you have to engage it at that intensity. So how does this work? When you put your hand on the forehead, it short-circuits the brain patterning for the negative emotion in relationship to the energy meridians, and this decreases the negative emotion. Now, this is a simple explanation. I don't even know for sure if it's true, but it's a good explanation, and the point is it actually works, and it decreases the negative emotion. So think of the brain pattern for the negative emotion as being released out of your system, creating space for a new patterning to be laid down. How do you know that this is working? Well, after you've done it, when you rerun the negative talk and the pictures around the scenario, you will experience a great breakthrough. That is, you will no longer be able to evoke the negative feeling with the same intensity when you run the same negative talk and pictures. The intensity inside your body will be drastically diminished. And that is a fantastic experience because by simply putting your hand on your forehead and focusing on wallowing, you've actually been able to change how you feel about this situation. Okay, here's energy psychology tool number 2, frontal occipital holding. That relates to your frontal lobe, which is at the front of your head where you just had your hand, and the occipital lobe, which is at the base of your skull, just where your neck hits your skull. This tool is exactly like stress release with one addition. You place the palm of your other hand over the base of your skull. You see where the arrow is. One hand will be over your forehead, just as in stress release. The other will be over the base of your skull, just above the neck at the occipital region. And of course, the same directions as for stress release. Replay the negative scenario, wallow in it, and after a short time, the lingering emotional charge will be hard to find in the body. When you run the negative talk and images, you will find that you cannot bring it back. That's the real test. Okay? Now, after this, I've decided to include a little bonus video to give you a demonstration of 4 other small energy psychology tools, which are much easier to show you than to try and put in a PowerPoint presentation. So this will include Tapas acupressure technique called TAT, EFT, emotional freedom technique, PR1 and PR2, which I'll explain in the video. Again, you can find these online, but I thought I would include it as a way to help you use it in relationship right now to the lingering negative emotion that you may have associated with your unresolvable dilemma. Okay, here's your homework on this module. And what can cause the emotional charge to still linger even after you've done all that work? Energy psychology assumes we have and live in what? Energy psychology tools act like what kind of serviceman? What does this man do? What do stress release and frontal occipital holding have in common? What direction in these tools can feel counterintuitive? And how will you know that these tools are working? What's the test? Okay, enjoy, and I will see you in the next video. Much love.